It's happening, gang. Donald Trump is hosting a massive rally in the heart of New York City, the South Bronx, all as Joe Biden's poll numbers are literally imploding in real time. We're going to see the prospects of Trump actually flipping one of the bluest of blue states in the nation, and why, if ever there were a year for him to do that, this is the year. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey, gang, it is I, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And also, I want you to stop putting off what you know you need to do. If you have not secured the deed to your home as of yet, you gotta click on that link below right now and protect yourself and your loved ones. Gang, I was shocked when I found out how easy it is to access the deed to my house. And again, it's not just access it, but actually change it. The deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find your deed, forge your signature, refile as the new owner of your home, take out tons of loans using your home's equity, and then sticking you with all the debt. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected 24/7. Click on that link below right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks. All you got to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. That's $100 value, absolutely, totally free with my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret you didn't do something about it when you could have. Do what I've done. Do what countless patriots have done. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today. The Democrats' worst nightmare is coming true. They're going to see a massive Trump rally in the heart of New York City, the South Bronx. Now, this is happening as Trump is getting record-setting support among Latino and Black voters. And we're already seeing them come together in New York City for this epic Trump moment.
About outside noise, we got to come together, Latino, Black Americans, White Americans, Jew Americans, to save this country. They are only interested in stripping us of our sovereignty, stripping us of our rights, stripping us of our religious rights, stripping us of our freedom of speech. They are moving fast, and we have to get together to make sure we support Donald Trump, to make sure we have somebody in the White House that will stand up for us.
Now, this announcement, of course, comes on the heels of Trump's massive, and I mean massive, rally in Wildwood, New Jersey a week ago, where the estimated attendance was anywhere from 80,000 to 100,000 people. It was absolutely stunning. And again, it happened in one of the bluest of blue states in the nation, and it looks like we're about to see something similar here in New York City. Now, we've talked about this before, but a number of pundits have been recognizing that New York is going through a bit of a political realignment of late. So we've seen it in two election cycles in a row, back to back. So there have been a number of GOP flips that the left, the Democrats, absolutely shell-shocked. I mean, the Republicans officially took over Long Island in the off-year elections. They won the coveted Suffolk County executive race in a landslide. I mean, it wasn't even close. The GOP, as a result, now occupies all the countywide seats in Nassau and Suffolk counties. And in the 2022 midterms, every single congressional seat from Long Island officially went Republican. And Lee Zeldin came within literally just a few points of winning the governor's mansion. In fact, take a look at this election map. This is the 62 counties in New York. Only eight vote Democrat. And Trump, you'll notice, is about to stage a massive rally right in the heart of one of those eight blue counties. He's actively trying to peel off record numbers of Latino and Black voters away from Biden. And the strategy does appear to be working. When all is said and done, Trump's poll numbers are soaring and Biden's are absolutely cratering. Take a look at the latest poll averaging from Decision Desk. Look at this. This is Nevada. Trump's lead after you've averaged out the last 20 polls is 7 points. He's over the 50% mark. Biden's in the low 40s. Now, keep in mind, this is a state, Nevada, that no Republican has won in 20 years since 2004. In Arizona, the average from the last 40 polls shows Trump up by 6, and he's right around the 50% mark. In Georgia, Trump's also ahead by 6 in the average of their last 30 polls. And we could keep going and going here, gang. In Michigan, Trump leads Biden by an average of 4 when averaging out their last 46 polls. In Pennsylvania, Trump leads by almost 2 in an average of their last 49 polls. And in Wisconsin, Trump's up by 1 with an average of the last 32 polls. It's going to be higher than that. Trump consistently overperforms his polling in Wisconsin by a lot, by the way. And Biden, by contrast, completely underperformed significantly in 2020. He was supposed to win Wisconsin by double digits. He barely squeaked by with 20,000 votes. That, my friends, is what is known here as a political implosion. This is a Biden campaign that is seeing the possibility of a 1988 Dukakis-style fallout. And just to underscore that, take a look at this. The numbers for voter registrations are in. Every single state, for the exception of just 2, California and Colorado, every single state in the union is seeing Republican voter registrations growing over Democrats. Every single state save 2. So, for example, look at New Hampshire. New Hampshire in 2020 had a Democrat voter registration advantage of plus 2. Today, it's a Republican voter registration advantage of plus 5. In 2020, Republicans trailed Democrats by 15,000 registered voters. Now, Democrats trail Republicans by 44,000 voters. So we're seeing extraordinary momentum towards the Republican Party in general going into November. Pretty astonishing stuff. Emphatically not what you want to see if you're incumbent seeking re-election. And this then takes us full circle to what Trump is doing this week in the South Bronx. With his lead margins in Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada now outside both the margin of error and the margin of fraud, Trump is just 1 point away from the 270 he needs to become number 47. The very fact that he's making a play for these states like New York and New Jersey, as well as Minnesota and Virginia, shows just how confident he is he's going to be able to get that 1 point. Campaigning in states that otherwise wouldn't even be close shows that Trump has all the momentum, despite what the legacy media wants us to believe. Trump is absolutely poised to crush it. And I think we're going to see precisely that this week, of all places, in the South Bronx. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.